Welcome back to the program. We are one day away from August and 29 days away from the beginning of college football season 2013. It's been a while since we hosted a program. We're back here on BunnSports.com. I'm Jacob Bunn with you as we will take you to and through college football season this year as we get set for another exciting season focusing on SEC football as well as other college football from around the country. And it's my pleasure to reintroduce the college football professor. He joins us each season to break down the game's biggest stories in the games, although we won't have any of those to talk about for quite some time, but it is good to have him back with us for another season. Professor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jacob. It's a joy to be with you.
Well, good. Well, it has been quite an interesting several months. I can't say that many major stories broke. Most of the college football world's attention was paid to the man in the Texas A&M jersey wearing number 5 last year, Johnny Manziel, the quarterback, of course, freshman, who won the Heisman Trophy and has made many headlines for his behavior off the field this offseason. What do you make of him, Professor? You coached the game. I'm sure you have dealt with interesting characters before in football. What do you make of Manziel's behavior and how it relates to his play not only last year but coming up this year?
Well, it's quite obvious that, you know, being from a distance, you can't know some of the inner workings in his life. So you have to make any judgments or thoughts that you have on just looking from a distance. But it seems to me like that there's something missing in his life. It seems like he is adrift. It's like not having an anchor in a boat, and the waves just slosh you around, and it seems that is going on in his life. Someone needs to come along and give him some direction or create some kind of an environment where he can begin to be more stable.
You can read more about Johnny Manziel's issues and the challenges and struggles that he is dealing with in an outstanding feature story by Wright Thompson, ESPN.com senior writer. You can find that at BunnSports.com, the homepage. Well, the Alabama is going for a third straight BCS championship this year. Of course, 2 years ago, they beat LSU for the title. Last year, defeating Notre Dame after the brilliantly played SEC championship game against Georgia. What do you make of the Tide's success and the chances they have as we begin August? I understand fall camp hasn't begun yet, but what do you make of Alabama's chances early on this year?
Well, everything looks like, you know, when you look at all of the different factors that go into it, everything looks like that they're really going to have a very solid football team. They've got a lot of talent. They've got a lot of good players at key positions. When you look at the different people who predict things like let's just say the, you know, Steele in his magazine or Sporting News.
Phil Steele. Yeah,
Phil Steele. But different ones who try to size up things, when they begin to evaluate the positions, each unit, like the linebackers and line and offensive backfield and those kind of things, Alabama, just when you really look at it, they just come out on top, and sometimes by quite a margin.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got the talent, and they've got the coach, and it looks very good for them.
Yeah, they're the heavy favorite by a number of they're the heavy favorite by the media and by odds makers in Las Vegas and others to win the SEC. So we know where Alabama stands. But what about the rest of the conference? Let's start with the West. You have LSU. A lot of people think this is going to be a rebuilding year, and LSU's not going to do very well. You have Arkansas with a new coach, Auburn with a new coach, the two Mississippi schools, and then, of course, Texas A&M. So other than Alabama, what do you see in the SEC West?
Well, I think that LSU and Texas A&M are question marks. Those are the two teams that I think can be elite teams. They can make a run at the championship themselves, but there's just a lot of question marks. For LSU, for instance, we know they've got a lot of talent. Now, they lost a lot. Now, can they bring the talent they got together and get the kind of synergy needed to develop a good football team? That's a very good possibility. I think they'll probably be better than people think are thinking they will be. I'm not sure about Texas A&M. It just seems like there's something missing there, but we'll see.
And we look at the SEC East, and I think that's far more intriguing as far as the parity over there. You have Steve Spurrier, who has, once again, a very good team, and I think his leader is, oddly enough, a defensive lineman. Of course, we know about Jadeveon Clowney, but I think he's got two excellent quarterbacks, too, that can be interchangeable. You have Georgia. They're also going to be competitive. But Tennessee's got a new coach. Will they be able to rebound this year? Vanderbilt won 9 games last year. They have another run in them. And then Florida was 11-1, went under the radar, and then everybody kind of forgot about them after the Sugar Bowl debacle when they got pounded by Louisville. But it's interesting, if you look at that SEC East, there are a lot of ways this could go.
You're right there. And when you started listing all those teams, those teams can make up a great conference within themselves. When you think about Tennessee and Vanderbilt and making a resurgence, but those three top teams at the top, South Carolina, Florida, and Georgia, these are all three very good football teams, and I think all three of them have what it takes to really go far this year.
Okay, so we know we've gotten an overview of the SEC. We know where that stands here in this conference. But what about elsewhere? You look around the country and several teams jump out at you and several coaches new, but some proven, some not. And we'll start, of course, in Columbus with Urban Meyer. We know what he did last year. We know what they expect this year. A lot of people have Ohio State right there in that BCS championship game at the end of the year. Oregon, always a championship contender, has been the last few years. They have a new coach, Mark Helfrich. Can he keep it going there? You see USC, Texas. Can Texas rebound? Oklahoma's always in it. So what are you looking at nationally as you get a sense of all of these other programs outside of the SEC?
Well, I think Ohio State will be very good. I think the difficulty for Ohio State, I just don't see another elite team in the Big Ten other than Ohio State. And I think that it causes you to not be able to get a good gauge on them. But in the Pac-12, you've got Stanford and Oregon, I think, will be very good. I think USC is a question mark. It's just a lot of unknowns about that. And then there's some other pretty good teams in the Pac-12. And the ACC, I think, have two very good teams in FSU and Clemson. And then there's some other teams like Miami and Virginia Tech that can be very good on any Saturday. In the Big 12, you've got Texas and Oklahoma. And Oklahoma State may very well be a good team. There's a lot about them that makes me think that they will be one of the better teams. It's just this matter. There just always seems to be something missing with Oklahoma State to keep them from going over the top. But now, Jacob, I do think that Texas is going to be better than most people think they are.
Well, they certainly do for some improvement in Austin. No question about it. The last few years have been disappointing to Longhorn fans. Well, we've gotten a view now from 30,000 feet of the college football season as it approaches. We mentioned 29 days, 4 weeks from this Thursday night will be that first college football, those two first college football games, and they will be South Carolina, North Carolina, Vanderbilt, and Ole Miss. So some really good SEC action to get you started 4 weeks from just about right now. So we'll look forward to that. Professor, great stuff on this initial show of the college football season. We'll talk to you again next week and hopefully throughout the entire season.
Great. And I believe that this is going to be another intriguing year. There are a lot of teams that I think will be very good, but some will be disappointing, as you know, and some will be better. Like last year, no one thought Texas A&M would be as good as they were. And no one thought USC would be as bad as they were. So we don't know.
You're right. That's true. And we'll get it started with fall camp as each team gets their fall camp kicked off in the next week or so. Well, for the college football professor, I am Jacob Bunn. We'll be back soon. Thanks for listening.